You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
You're listening to the Outcome Digital Podcast, powered by a team of creative experts focused on fusing design, marketing, and strategy to create winning outcomes. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Outcome Digital Podcast. I'm Jeff McMahon. I will be your host. Once again, sitting with fellow curators Rosh Sillars and Chris Martin. Guys, how's everybody tonight?
Excellent.
Doing well, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, sir. A pleasure as always. Tonight's topic, how to become a marketing consultant. Well, actually, that sounds a little cheesy, right? Like you could order that off of some goofy infomercial.
Well, I have a menu right here.
But we are going to talk about marketing consultancy and some things that if you're considering a career as a marketing consultant, some things you may want to think about and things you can do to help boost yourself along. Rosh, I believe you have some pretty awesome thoughts on this topic.
Well, thank you. Actually, I have a few thoughts. I mean, one of the things as you become a consultant in general is the fact that everyone is different and everyone brings their own unique angle to the table. And so as long as you have a basic framework to work from and truly understand that with that framework and asking good questions, you can probably help most businesses in some way. And it's certainly true with marketing because a lot of times businesses aren't thinking about marketing. A lot of times you have this engineer, you have somebody who has a great idea and they know how to create it, but from there, they don't know what to do. They're not necessarily good business people and especially not good marketers. And so quite often then from that point, I would say, look, you need to start off with some good questions. And I think good questions you would often start off with are related to persona. And when it comes to that kind of stuff, I always look over to Chris Martin and say, okay, what do we need to know? What kind of questions do we need to ask somebody when we need to know about their target market?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's the best place to start. I mean, if you're trying to create content or if you're trying to solve somebody's problems, I mean, sure would be nice to know who they are and what their problems are, right? You know, if you don't know what that is, you know, you're starting yourself off in the wrong direction. So trying to really boil down who that person is and who that ideal customer is, the most challenging thing you're going to find with most customers is that they want to be everything to everybody. And then when you come up with a concept that says, no, it's quite the opposite. You need to pick one person and define that person and understand what their goals are, what their expectations are for hiring you or buying your product, that's going to freak your client out.
Yeah.
But once you sort of let them set in and give them a couple examples of how that works, they'll become more comfortable with it. The easiest thing for them to understand is that people want to associate with personas.
Yeah.
Your persona should be someone you want to associate with. It. We go back to any sort of style of music. We were talking about rap music a few minutes ago and talking about luxurious items, cars, money, houses. Most people that listen to music, like I don't have a lot of those things and I still listen to rap music. So it's kind of the same thing. It's by association. And once they kind of understand how that works and what you're trying to get at, it's not that we're trying to weed out certain personas and certain customers, is that we want people to associate and build messaging and content for somebody that really relates to them. And that's kind of something you need to understand as a marketing consultant, first and foremost. And it's a big takeaway.
Well, I want to go back to, and Chris, those are awesome points. And I think what got you there was Rosh started talking about, you know, it's the question when we're talking about marketing consultancy, it's the questions that we come in and we ask,
right,
to get our customers thinking.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I've experienced recently, and it wasn't even on a marketing consultancy project, it was actually on a huge website rebuild from the ground up. Mm-hmm. And if I had to put it into a category, it would really be more of a user experience consultancy role I was on. And to your point, though, I came in and I started the discovery process. And I started asking them questions about, you know, tell me about the products and services you offer today, the ones you'd like to offer tomorrow, but more importantly, tell me about the ones that are, where do you make your money? What are your loss leaders? And what kind of people, what kind of customers are engaging each type of a product? And that's when I got what I consider to be a great compliment. He said, you know, nobody's really ever asked us questions like this. And you've really got me thinking. And I says, right, I don't expect the answers right now. I'm going to send you a doc and we're going to keep working through this. But the whole point I'm trying to make is, like you said, step one, when you're thinking about consultancy, really think about the type of service you're offering, the kind of customers you're going to be going after, and what types of questions or briefing process you can put together to extract information that's going to really help you differentiate them.
Right. I mean, it'll help you answer your own questions in a sense. You know, the best consultants, I think, ask the best questions. I think one of the best questions to ask is something that Chris just said. What is your expectation?
Right.
You know, thinking about when we're done with this, where are we trying to go? And once you get some answers from that, now you can start building out your framework. Once you understand that, okay, you know, when you go in there and you have your thoughts, okay, this company wants to grow by 10%. And then you ask the question, well, what's your expectation? Well, I want to triple the size of the company and sell it in 3 years. Okay, now you have something to work with. Now, I mean, is it realistic? You know, those are questions you need to now ask, but at least you know where their head is at versus, hey, you know, I want to get a little more traffic to my website.
Right. Absolutely. So we're talking about crystallizing the goals to something.
Right, absolutely.
And like you said, whether or not it's realistic, doesn't matter. At least you have a starting point now.
Right. And you can backwards engineer the whole concept. And then from there, kind of build out, I can kind of go into my spiel of from there as a marketing consultant, especially on the marketing side, I like to break it down, and maybe you guys can add some other elements, but my four areas are certainly awareness, traffic, conversions or sales in most cases, but not always, and retention. And I think number four is where a lot of people forget. You've worked so hard with those first three and you forget about that fourth, you know, keeping the good customers you have. And I think as a marketing consultant, if you can come in with that plan too, you're going to be a winner because they're going to stop that loss of customers, which is probably what they're having. They're not bringing in enough customers to replace the customers they're losing. And if you can fix that problem, you're a hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. So let's just, the first segment here, the first point is ask the right questions and really tune your briefing process is what we're talking about here.
Right.
And what I'd like to contribute is I think, you know, my point, the biggest thing I think when you're doing consultancy work is to see the whole picture. Meaning, I have dealt with companies who have just went down the road of talking to other consultants, and they were very, very niche, specialized consultants. In the old saying, when you're a hammer, everything's a nail, very true.
Right.
So if you get an SEO guru as a consultant, and my customer said, you know, Jeff, we had an SEO consultant in here, and this is how it all played out. And long story short, it did not address the big picture, even close, right?
Right.
So my whole long-winded point is very simple. You have to see the big picture as a consultant. If you only have one highly niche skill set, team up with some folks and come in there. You come in and run point and do the discovery and bring that information back to your team or set up interviews with the customer and your team. But you have to address the big picture. You can't just go in and solve one piece of the puzzle for your customer or it's going to fail.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think one of the things you can do as a marketing consultant is build out your network. Because if you go in, like I said, everybody brings something to the table. But to kind of to your point, if your expertise is SEO or social media, you're coming in with that angle. And there's nothing wrong with taking on that piece of business. But if you build out your network, you now know you have someone or a couple people who can do websites. You have somebody who can do pay-per-click. Oh, you can call this person for traditional media ad buys on TV and radio. When you have that Rolodex, to use an old term, of people that you can call on, then you have the confidence of not worrying about, hey, I got to fit everybody in a specific niche, otherwise I won't get paid.
Right.
If you know that you have a network behind you, and you know maybe you get referral fees or whatever it may be, or you just hire them and put a little bit on top. However you go about it, there are a number of ways you can approach it, but at least you know that you can be open-minded to what really needs to happen here to make and help this company get to their goals.
Yeah, yeah. Chris, you're awfully quiet over there. You have to have
thinking, just a lot. Well, one time a lot of stuff's rolling through through my mind.
Well, and it's funny. I'm listening to Rosh, and he's making some really great points, and it brings me to some of the work I know you've done recently with like the can I say the name?
Sure.
The Motor City Aftermarket crowd. Yeah. And one of the things that, I learned from you a while back was when we were talking, I don't know if it was a year ago or whatever, when we were really starting to put the Outcome Project together, and you said, my model is completely different. It's not really a web design model or just a marketing model. I jump in and I partner with my customers, and I become their go-to for the thought process, the marketing plan, the site design, if that's what's required. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's a lot of merit in that. What you did is just, if you have a wider range of skills or a team, like we were just talking, coming in and be their everything. And I don't want to be a hypocrite here, but maybe there's a way to be an everything to someone when done right.
It goes back to having that solid network. I mean, you're almost acting as a recruiter. You obviously, as a consultant, if you're getting into this anyway, you probably have a very diverse skill set when it comes to anything design. You understand, WordPress, you understand digital marketing. You could handle this stuff by yourself if you needed to, but you also understand that you need to bring in a higher level of talent to emphasize on certain aspects of your client's project. So you're constantly, bringing in people, working on certain items. And that's why my model has worked really well, is to have sort of not all inclusive, even though there's obviously boundaries, but my campaigns and projects are somewhat all inclusive, where I'll bring people on as needed. I'm not quoting things from month to month. I have a set budget, that we work with from month to month. And, if we need to modify that, but it allows me to go out and say, okay, I need to be design heavy this month, or I need to be programming heavy this month, or copywriting heavy. It allows me to bring that in, and I can manage the budget internally and manage the client internally. But yeah, there's a lot of recruiting and placement going on, and project managing going on, and strategy going on. When you're a consultant, you're all of the above. You're everything.
I have a question for you guys. So what if somebody just walked into this room right now and sat down and said, I want to be a marketing consultant? And you say, well, what are your skills? Oh, I have no skills. I've never done marketing consulting. What would you say to them, and how would you approach it? And, could they be a successful marketing consultant?
I guess the first thing, that's a great question, by the way. And after I got over the shock, I would praise him for the energy and the gumption and the get up and go. But my first question would be, why? Why do you want to do this?
I want to help businesses.
You want to help businesses?
That's important.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What do you want to help businesses do?
Good question. And, obviously we all have our approach. I guess where I would go is certainly ask, what do you bring to the table? And I don't mean that in a negative way. What are your life experiences?
Right.
What have you done inside businesses? What have you done working with products? Or are you an expert on clothing, because they buy a lot of clothing? You see what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot of ways to become and understand what your expertise is. And then from there, or even what you love, and then build off of that and start. And again, going back to the whole network element now, okay, what kind of people do I need to focus in on the fashion industry and help young startups who are now doing new sewing projects in Detroit, which there are a number of them. Maybe you can help bring them to market because you know the industry and you understand what people are looking for. Again, what do you bring to the table? It doesn't have to be the obvious, well, I went to, you know, Michigan Business School and I have a degree in this and a degree in that. I mean, that yeah, big deal.
I would say two things that, you know, the one thing that Jeff led in with, and I think it was Jeff, but basically you want to be able to help businesses. If you want to help businesses grow or change or diversify, that's step one. Step two is listening. If you can listen and you can understand their problem and you know how to use Google and you know how you can put a plan together if you have that drive at its most basic form, I would say those two things is a desire to help businesses and listen.
Yeah.
And are two most important things.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of business owners want to hire marketing people because they don't want to deal with the marketing side. They've got things to deal with. They have stuff they need to do to grow their company on their own, you know, logistics, the just, you know, hiring and recruiting the right people, coming up with the new product. I mean, whatever it may be that they are most concerned about, they want somebody just to focus on the marketing side and give them some good advice. So going back to it, asking those questions and then going to find the answer for them, not that hard in today's day and age because, you know, we can really find just about how to about do anything online. So as long as you understand the questions that you're trying to answer.
Yeah. So great stuff, guys. And now I'm going to ask you guys a question. I'm going to play devil's advocate and I'm going to flip this around a little bit. So we're talking about a marketing consultant. There is a little bit of thought out there that has the term marketing consultant become diluted? Because when you say I'm a marketing consultant, that's like saying my umbrella will keep water off of the entire 5 mile radius around. It's so big, right? And under that umbrella, we've got social media, we've got SEO. We're talking about marketing. So we have email marketing and the list goes on and on. We have content marketing, right? So how do you go about when you say I want to be a marketing consultant? How do you sell yourself as a marketing consultant? I'm sure people listening to this would love to know, hey, I'm getting some great tips, but how do I pitch myself?
Well, it's obvious you need to be a master marketing guru.
All right.
Change it up.
No, really. How do you cut through the noise and pitch yourself as a marketing consultant? Do you want to be a marketing consultant or do you want to get into one of the verticals? What do you guys think?
I think it's niche. I mean, we're using that broad umbrella, but you, as we were talking about before, you know, you find your area. So, you know, you can be a fashion, consultant or a fashion growth, you know, industry growth consultant. I mean, you can throw a bunch of words together to define your niche and words help us understand what you do. So, I think there's nothing wrong with that. And it's actually probably a good idea because, you know, you need to use our own advice here and separate ourselves from the competition.
Yeah. Yeah. Niche is important. In a higher level sense of the word marketing consultant, I look at it as being somebody that's a guide. Marketing is huge. I mean, there's a million different aspects of it that you can learn and understand. You're basically you're listening to a problem, understanding your client's need, and you're making sense of the madness with all these tools that are available. And you take those tools, you shape them, form them to create a solution for your client at its most basic sense.
Well, you can certainly say, I'm certainly under the belief system of everything is marketing. Everything that's front-facing to your client is marketing. You know, the voicemail, the, you know, sign on your door, every single thing that the client deals with, the envelope they receive for their bill, everything is marketing and how you approach that. And so there's so many things you can specialize in as your core and build out from there. And then again, have that network.
Yeah. As soon as you bring in branding under the marketing umbrella, then you open it up to everything Rosh just said.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of funny because, and the reason I asked that question Because one of the things I found lately too is that, you know, it's a double-edged sword. Coming to the table with multiple skill sets or verticals under that marketing umbrella, it can actually scare people sometimes, right? Because here's the thing. You don't know what your customer or potential customer has been exposed to before you've got there.
Right.
What have they researched? What has somebody told them? And, you know, case in point, you come in as a marketing consultant and then you start talking about some of your experiences with design or user experience. And an eyebrow on your potential customer's face raises and they say, well, wait a minute. I thought you were a marketing guy. And then they're like, well, I want a guy who only does this because they're super specialized. I want a guy that only does that. When the reality of it is, a lot of us have honed our skills over the years. We've been in multiple places. We've wore multiple hats. So my piece of advice when you're pitching yourself is come in as a UX consultant with a marketing background. And my background in marketing helps me tune user experiences that are necessary for your brand or vice versa.
Sure.
I'm a marketing consultant with a background in UX. Whatever the case, make sure that what you think they're looking for or what they brought you in as is upfront, and the other stuff is like a background or an add-on.
Yeah. I was at a pitch last night, and it's a decent-sized firm in the architectural area, and they brought me in as the SEO expert. And so nice. That's where I was. And I was sitting, I mean, I was with a group of two other partners.
Should I not have been using that SEO guru example?
No. Actually, it's a good example because it's almost, I'm going to share something that I know I should not have done. And I kept it, but I did it anyway, and it worked out just fine. But I knew it when I was doing it, you know, during this presentation, and they were asking me, they were actually really liked, because if you've been in many a boardroom as we have, you've heard the same thing over and over again. Well, our website we don't really get stuff from our website because, you know, it's all word of mouth. It's relationship building and blah, blah. We've heard it all before. And I mean, they're sincere. And that's right. That's the marketing method they have used. And it's correct. They just haven't used
it. That's how they understand it.
Yes, exactly. And we had this conversation before. And it's like, we had a podcast on this. Can I just play you this? You know, the fact is that, no, your website isn't bringing you anything because it's not well optimized and you haven't done the things you need to do to make it work. But that's not what I was talking about. What I was talking about was during my examples, I used my photography. I outed myself as a photographer and how a major ad agency contacted me for food photography. All right. Well, this major ad agency has every single photographer they could possibly want at their doorstep. Why would they go out of their way to search on Google to find a food photographer? There is no good reason. They didn't need to. They have a ton of portfolios. And it's true with anything. The fact is people are searching even when you think they're not, nor do they need to. They always double check. They always search Google for opportunities.
Well, but you said food photographer. Maybe that's the answer, right? You said, why would someone go out and search for a food photographer? Maybe the ones that were in front of them were the jack of all trade photographers.
It's possible, but it's a big enough agency that they had access to all the food photographers they wanted. You know, well,
yeah, I get that.
But you know, the thing is, you know, what I should not have done, I guess, in that situation is said I'm a photographer per se. But I felt comfortable enough in the situation. You know, you feel out the client and you get to know them, and sometimes you can say, okay, here are the other things I do. But I often recommend in that situation there are three people. There's a UX person, there's the web person, and there was me as SEO. And each person had their own specialty. So in that situation, as a marketing consultant, having that team of people with you with each one of those expertise shows that you have you can take care of them. You can, you know, give them a little more confidence.
Right.
Obviously, it depends on the client and the situation, but
yeah, they definitely want to see that.
Yeah, for sure. And so let's take a quick, let's summarize.
Sure.
Ask the right questions. Hone your briefing skills, right? That's where the whole thing started. Chris awesome point. I believe we started talking about personas a little bit, right?
Yeah, everything starts with it. Everything doesn't it only start with it. It continues, so you're constantly revisiting it throughout the process from start to middle to finish.
Right. Absolutely. And I think the third part of this that really ties it all together is make sure you see the big picture and come to the table being prepared to solve the entire problem, not just a piece of it. Whether that's you doing it or your network or the team you have behind you, because face it, most consultants have a team.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. You know, and have your framework in which you work off of. You know, have that list of things that you do, just like I mentioned, you know, the awareness, traffic, conversions, and retention. But also take the time to understand, you know, what does your network have available to you to bring to the table? What do you bring to that table? And yeah, make sure that you're ready to go with again, a plan, an understanding, and I think if you have that structure in place, you're going to be okay in just about any situation.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. This has been a rocking episode. What do you think? Any parting thoughts?
I think if you want to be a marketing consultant, get out there and do it.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, that's a great point. Just do it.
Yeah, the number one thing that stops people from becoming a marketing consultant is not starting.
Well, there you have it. Get out there and do it. Guys, thank you so much. What a pleasure chatting tonight. If you enjoyed tonight's show, which I surely hope you did, check us out on the web at outcome.digital for more information from Rosh or Chris. I believe the domain is...
Well, you can catch me on YouTube at rosh.video.
Chris. You can catch me on the internet at getalloycreative.com. Alloy is spelled A-L-L-O-Y.
All righty. That's a wrap. Guys, till next time.